Well, hello, folks. Welcome to Truth Talks with Dr. Ann. Today, I am going to be talking about the most important people in our lives, our children. I have been involved in the last few weeks, along with a colleague. We're very involved. There's five of us, actually, with the 1 million march for children in Canada. And one of my colleagues is very instrumental in the council, so to speak, the group that is putting this all together. So I'm going to be talking about that this morning. But first of all, most of you who have children or grandchildren, those children are going back to school today, actually, when I'm recording this. It won't actually be live until next week. But most of the children are going back to school, to public education. And I read a document just this morning that says that the Canadian school boards are committed to mentally healthy learning environments. And that's a good thing, right? But then the rest of the statement says this: mentally healthy learning environments that honor and celebrate the identities and lived realities of children. That's a bit of an oxymoron. How do we celebrate every lived reality of every child? We cannot do that. And the schools are wanting, if they're saying they want mentally healthy children, but actually when we are celebrating unhealthy ideologies, unhealthy identities, unhealthy lived realities. For instance, my lived reality as a child was far different than many of my peers because of the home I came from. It was fairly dysfunctional, as many homes are. So do we celebrate dysfunctionality? We should never celebrate that in a child's life. And yet that is exactly what our school boards are doing. And we have created a mental health crisis in Canada, not only for our children, but for our adolescents and young adults, because of this very thing, celebrating identities, celebrating lived realities, instead of understanding the lived realities and trying to bring those into a realistic perspective with normalcy. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. And, you know, over the last, 20 to 30 years, our public school, our education system has been poisoning our children, our teens, and of course, the academic controls, the academic places of learning, higher education, universities. Those have been corrupted for decades. And so we have teachers, young teachers coming into the public school system who have been poisoned themselves. It's like they've drank arsenic in the water, and it has slowly poisoned them day by day, week by week, year by year. And so the sense of normal sexuality has been eradicated. The deconstruction of family has been the ultimate goal, and we're seeing that happen right across the board. It's not just in Canada, of course. It's in the U.S. and Europe. We have this happening. And so now we have minds that have been warped. Adult minds, adolescent minds, and now children's minds. Children are confused. They're overwhelmed. And they're unable to process even basic information now because they're having to differentiate between what is a lie and what is truth. And how do you do that as a 7-year-old child when 6 hours a day you're with a teacher that very well could be teaching an ideology that is based on a lie? And so these children are traumatized. They're traumatized because they are being exposed to things that are unnatural, that are not normal, and that have the purpose of creating confusion in their minds, but also have the purpose of creating new neural pathways in the brain. So when we talk, I'll talk a little bit more about that, but in the classroom, parents, for you who are sending your children into a public education environment, you need to understand that there will be some teachers who are very, very good for your children, who are committed to teaching the basics of education so that your children will get this foundation that they need in order to accomplish good things in life. But there are other teachers, and many of them now in our education system, who have a different agenda, and it's one that's been taught to them. It's one that they bought into because of a lack, I would say, a lack of good moral conscience in our whole culture. And because academia has been intent on bringing an indoctrination of LGBTQ agenda to higher education. And one of those areas of their agenda is pedophilia. Now, you may think I'm a little bit extremist, but over the next few weeks, you're going to see how this ideology that's in our education system is actually predisposing children to vulnerabilities to pedophiles. So that's kind of where I'm wanting to take you over the next few weeks. We're going to be doing some pretty interesting things in Canada. But I want to talk about what happens when a brain is poisoned. You know, the brain is moldable. It's very flexible, even throughout your entire lifetime, but particularly for young children. And every parent knows, you know, you have a three-year-old that's stamping their feet and shouting at you, no, 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 no. You know that their brains are very moldable, they're flexible, and it's up to the parent to provide good input. Can the parent do the right thing in the right moment? And no parent's perfect. That's not the objective. But the point is that we teach our children by what we do and what we say. And so their brain gets molded either positively or negatively. You know, we used to have a saying called garbage in, garbage out. And that has not changed. When we put garbage into the minds of our children, we are going to find there's a lot of garbage coming out. And not only out their mouths, but of course, in their behavior. And parents of, you know, elementary school children are just kind of being taken aback when their child comes home and says, I'm born in the wrong body. I know I'm a boy when actually they're a girl. And there's all kinds of other things they're coming home with that leave the parent traumatized. So we have this whole upside down education system that instead of doing what they say they want to do in creating mentally healthy children, we are actually creating a mental health crisis in our children. Because as the brain is adaptable, it means that the child will learn what they're taught. We know that. We see that every day. And we acknowledge that in society. And so we want to teach children good things. And we don't want to teach them accurate things. And we want to teach them truth, not lies. And so everything that we do, everything we see, everything we experience causes a physical structure of the brain to change. So when children are provided, and I will call this pornographic material at the youngest ages via drawings, and even, you know, by the time they're in grade 4 and 5, with the actual sex ed classes, I mean, sex ed is now part of almost every single class. It's integrated. The ideology is integrated into every class. But with the actual sex ed classes, children are, you know, expected to experiment, you know, and I just don't even want to go into all the things because I know some of you viewers will be horrified. I'm not saying they're expected to experiment with one another, but they are encouraged towards self-pleasuring. They are encouraged to use diagrams and different things that are actually structuring their brains and, you know, encouraging sexuality before it's time. And that's a really, really dangerous thing. And we're seeing the outcomes of that. So the brain can be molded positively or negatively by structure and guidance. And it's up to us to put in good input, not poor input, as parents. But also we need to expect our teachers to do the same. And if they can't do that for our children, it is up to us as parents and grandparents to protect our children. That means, and it may mean for you, to take your child out of public education. And before you, you know, gasp in horror, that there are new homeschooling initiatives popping up all over. There are new classical schools that are popping up, so to speak, in churches and various places that are committed to teaching the basics to children. They're not about indoctrination. Some of these schools are happening in churches, but it's not about indoctrinating the children. It's exposing them to healthy environments. And I think what we need to understand is it is unhealthy in our public school system. And we know that. We've become more and more aware of that. Parents have become more aware of that. You know, neurobiological research confirms that our experiences and a children's experience influence the development of the brain. So what's your child experiencing at school? Do you know? And if you do know, and if you have become aware, what are you doing about it? So we have to understand that what wires together, this is an old phrase, but what wires together, fires together. The more sexually explicit information the children are given at school, the more it wires together in their brain. And the more sexual expression they are going to utilize in their day-to-day behavior, in their interactions with other children, and we're seeing an upsurge of sexual abuse on the schoolyard. We're also seeing physical abuse. There's more of that on the schoolyards instead of less, because we've created new sexualized neural pathways in their brain. So this is not good news. This is really, really terrible news. And along with these neural pathways we've created is this idea that they can be born in the wrong body. So what I want to say here is that as parents, I would suggest that none of you would repeatedly lie over and over and over again to your child if you knew the truth. I don't think that that's something that parents would want to do, because lying to a child creates the confusion in their mind. And when we come to biological realities, if you lie to a child by telling them that they can actually be something they could never be biologically, their mind, their spirit, their soul reacts. And I've heard of instances where children have come home just in tears over what teachers have said to the child. For instance, one six-year-old in Ontario came home and the teacher had told her, because she was playing with trucks, that she was likely a boy. That child was devastated, and it's an outright lie. Instead of the teacher being fired or even reprimanded, that none of that happened because the education system itself is so corrupted. So children are being traumatized, and parents, what are you prepared to do to protect them? Well, I know that there is a movement now in Canada, and you may have caught wind of it. It's called the Million March for Children. And it's about protecting our children and protecting parental rights. And you're going to begin to understand that we have an opportunity. The opportunity we have as Canadian citizens, as parents, as grandparents, as those who are interested in protecting our children, we have an opportunity on September 20th, 2023, to stand together across Canada The main event will be in Ottawa, but every area across Canada is popping up with event leaders, and there are people coming in on board for a very grassroots perspective to say, we are going to stand together for our children. What does that mean? Number one, parents are encouraged to take their children out of school that day. If they're in an elementary school or any school even, take them out of school that day. Bring them to this event. This is not a radical event. It's just simply standing together as parents wanting to protect our children. So bring your neighbors, bring your friends, bring your family, bring your children, and stand up for the rights and values that you have, because there are different rights and values that the LGBTQ curriculum, and I call it that because it is a LGBTQ based in many ways. Of course, it came in through anti-bullying. There's all various inroads into all of this, but it really is promoting homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, transgender, and everything queer. That is the ultimate, and the ultimate deconstruction of the family. So we need to stand together against this ideology. We need to stand together and lock arms. So I want to tell you a little bit. This movement was spearheaded by Muslims. And many of us Christians have come alongside and actually have been part of a group along with the Muslims, so providing leadership. This does not mean that we agree theologically with one another. Of course it doesn't. But we can agree on this one thing, that our children are precious and they are our responsibility. And that as a parent, as a grandparent, that it is our responsibility to join together to protect them. And that is the way we are all coming together. And it's just not Muslims and Christians. It's all faiths, no faiths. You know, it's everyone who is concerned about their child. So I'm going to read you the mission statement as I close today, because I think this is important that you understand what the mission statement is so that you can say, oh, that makes sense to me. So I'm going to read this to you. Our mission is to unite people for a noble cause, to safeguard children from gender ideology, teachings, sexual indoctrination, exposure to explicit sexual content, ensuring that parental consent remains paramount. You have a right to consent on behalf of your child. And if you don't consent to this, then we need to have an inroads into how that will happen. That if you don't consent, how do you get your child away from the indoctrination? So we'll talk about that at some other date. But we want to ensure parental consent. We will protect our children from thought control and ensure their religious freedoms are protected. This is so important. All religious freedom needs to be protected in Canada. We firmly believe that the government should respect the rights of parents and schools should focus on subjects that prepare their children for their future. Absolutely. We don't need to be sexualizing them. They don't need to learn things before their minds are able to process them. Let me continue. Children are not tools for any political agenda. They belong to parents without coercion. Our aspiration is to inspire the world by protecting the innocence of children and returning to the principles that empower parents to unconditionally nurture their offspring. We hold no reservations against any government, school, or political entity that seeks to undermine these principles. We confront such challenges with unwavering determination and without apology. Our commitment to transparency is unwavering, and we have no interest in virtue signaling. Our principles are straightforward and our values noble. This clarity is what draws people to our vision, and we will continue to attract the world as we work towards our mission. So this comes from the website, handsoffourkids.ca, and I encourage you to check it out, because daily there are new additions where you're going to find information where a march will be in your area that you can attend. But I do want to say this, if at all possible, if you are a Canadian citizen, or even American citizens are encouraged to come to Ottawa, to come to Ottawa, that will be ground zero, so to speak. And if you have a way or means of attending the march in Ottawa, it begins at 9 a.m. on September. It's Wednesday, September 20th. And the march, that's when we're gathering. The march then starts at 11, and then there will be speeches. You'll see me there, and you'll be able to hear myself and other speakers that will be talking about the needs of our children and what we need to do moving forward, because this is one event, but I can tell you that it is simply one event that will actually create many, many more. We're not going to back down. We want this ideology removed from our education system. Thank you for listening today, and I hope you're encouraged, not discouraged, that we can do something when we do it together.
You've been listening to Truth Talks with Dr. Rann. Thank you so much for joining us today. You can find Anne's books, blog, and sign up for the newsletter by going to restoringthemosaic.ca.